The podcast you are about to hear contains adult themes, including, but certainly not limited to, bloody, sexy imagery, profane enthusiasm, gay giggles, and horror film spoilers. If this lewd behavior will displease you, feel free to exit this podcast zone. If you're unsure, check out the overture to get a taste of what's to come. If you're definitely sticking with us, strap in and let's go. Yo, a wiki wiki what? I'm freaking fresh.
You don't like my beatboxing? I'm actually a professional beatboxer.
I didn't know this about you. Thank you for keeping things fresh on the pod.
Look, I'm what the youth want. We did a sort of a poll amongst people for the podcast, and turns out that the youth want more funky fresh beatboxing in their podcasting.
Something about you wearing overalls while doing this is making the whole thing so good. Like,
oh, wiki, wiki, so, what?
So 90s, and it's, oh God, okay.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Final Girl Standing. It is I, your co-host, Alyssa. I use they and she pronouns, and I am joined, as always, by...
I am Jessie. I'm on the podcast. I'm a co-host. I'm a... I thought I told you. I'm a star. See the lights? See the car? Okay, yeah.
Great. So, welcome to the podcast. Today, we are on episode 5 of our first season.
It's tier 2.
Tier 2 time,
baby.
We're not
fucking around
anymore.
We
are not fucking around. So, everyone get your big boy pants on. And we're gonna fuck some shit up. Jesse, so...
I'm scared now.
I got so intense.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is Final Girl Standing. For those of you who've been listening so far, this is a podcast where Jesse and I each week take two final girls from horror movie fame, pin them against each other in a March Madness-style bracket in a fight to the death. And this week, we are getting to tier 2. We are fighting to the death even harder.
We're fighting harder.
We're fighting harder, better, faster, stronger.
Tier 2 means two fights.
Fuck
that
yeah.
Means four girls, two fights, one
two girls,
cup.
One
I'm so sorry for that one. So first and foremost, what we need to know and review as a team, as a squad, as a pod.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Is what is a final girl? And as you know, we're going to read their list just to get all acquainted yet again. So a certain number of people have to die in the film in order for her to be considered the final girl.
Yes.
She has to survive the movie.
It's true.
She has to be a key player in eliminating the threat, monster, whatever. The one left to tell the story.
Mm.
The one we're rooting for.
Yes. And today we're going to be rooting for some folks.
We're rooting and we're tooting and embodies the spirit of a final girl.
Mm.
Yep. Mind, body, spirit. And then franchise girls are going to get their own bracket. So there won't be a franchise girl in this current tier 2, except for that's kind of a lie, because the final criteria for a final girl is we reserve the right to not abide by any of these rules at any time. And in fact, we are going to break those rules with some of these ladies.
Some of the ladies that are in tier 2 have gotten through by breaking rules. But you know, sometimes you got to fight dirty to win.
Yeah, ask for forgiveness, not permission.
Exactly. Precisely.
Yeah. So that being said, tell me about our tier 1 champions.
So our tier 1 champions, if you've been listening to episode 1 through 4, today we'll be fighting Ripley from Alien,
yes,
versus Anita from Jennifer's Body. I'm so excited to see how that mashup goes. I think that those are probably two of the strongest contenders we have.
Yes.
So making them fight is going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the second matchup we have for today is Sally from Texas Chainsaw Massacre versus Maddie from Hush. Another pair up that, you know, we might have thoughts and predictions going into that one, but stay seated.
I have so many feelings about each girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so nervous about recording this. If I'm being let's have a moment of vulnerability just to say I have no idea what's going to happen.
We've never recorded this type of episode before. We've done 4 episodes now where we've made two girls fight, but this is the first time where we're moving into tier 2. So we're going to be on a journey together as a podcasting community.
Yes. And it's fights on fights. And there's actually a different kind of structure we're going for with these fights.
Yes.
Because before, we kind of based our settings on like the vibe of the films. We had a barn, we had a prom, but in this particular tier
We have decided, Alyssa and I have each written down 5 different locations and put them down into a hat. We do not know each other's locations that we've decided, so I'm just so excited to sign up. And we've also each written down 5 spicy elements, a chaotic element to add to the scene.
Yeah.
Alyssa, can you please define a spicy element? Because this came from your genius brain.
Yeah. So as a chaotic being, I thought to myself, well, we can't just have them have a location to fight. We have to have some sort of weird fucking bullshit happening to spice up the fight, hence a spicy element. So an example of a spicy element, Jesse and I kind of went buck wild with our versions of this, and we don't really know what each other wrote down. So we're excited to find out right now. But an example of a spicy element is like the walls are closing in, or there are bees in the room, or there is only chainsaws. It's raining chainsaws. Oh, I don't know.
It's raining chainsaws.
It's raining chainsaws. I don't know. A spicy element is essentially we have a location. So, for example, your mom's house is the location.
Got him.
Got him. Your mom's house is the location. The spicy element is the bees that are loose in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those are kind of the elements that we're bringing into these fights. Once we have our location and our spicy element, we will take the two girls and we'll pit them against each other and see what happens.
Yes. There is a parameter about the spicy element, by the way. You wanna explain?
Yeah. Yeah. So because Jesse and I are chaotic individuals, we thought this might get a little too chaotic if we didn't lay down some rules. So one of the main rules of the spicy element is that we cannot introduce another sentient being into the conversation. So like we can't introduce like another character, like, you know what I mean? Or
animal is allowed.
Animal is allowed.
Animal, vegetable, mineral, but not person.
Not person.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
so like Ghostface won't be making an appearance to my chagrin.
Yeah. Rip in peace.
Rip in peace.
Cool.
Okay. Okay.
So it's time.
It's time to introduce our first matchup.
I'm so proud. I'm gonna cry.
So, let's cry.
Let's cry for a second.
Okay.
Okay.
So
let's re-meet the gals from pairing number one, because they're pretty fucking epic. They deserve
they do
intro.
And it's been three episodes since you've heard about Ripley, right?
We gotta reacquaint. Okay, tell me about Ripley.
Played by Sigourney fucking Weaver. I will always and forever remain horny for Sigourney. So let's not fucking forget that for one goddamn second in this podcast.
That's damn right.
Horny for Sigourney till we die, baby. But yes, played by Sigourney Weaver. A major rule follower. We decided was a... Oh, wait. What were they? Were they a Libra?
She's actually a Libra.
She's a Libra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Libra. We decided that also she is a smoker. So that's something that goes against her as far as her stamina goes. The last thing that happened to her in our fight, so in the very last fight, or the fight that she, you know, is coming off of, she was fighting, who was she fighting? I don't even remember.
She was fighting Dana.
Oh,
the most forgettable.
The most forgettable final girl ever there were, Dana. So off of her fight with Dana, I think she honestly is probably the strongest contender coming off this fight, because Dana didn't do much shit to fuck her up.
This actually brings up a great point, which is we are in the Final Girl universe.
Yeah.
Meaning that they are coming from their past fight into this fight.
Yes.
Injuries sustained.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So that's my thoughts about Ripley. Anything you want to add about our girl?
I just love her. I hope she's coming in high tops ablazing.
High tops ablaze.
Let's talk about Anita.
Okay.
Anita from Jennifer's Body. Our prediction is she's a Pisces because of people walking all over her and everything like that. But she's got a great bullshit detector. Take the glasses off and she's pretty vibes. I think is something that we mentioned as well.
Yes. She has demon powers.
Demon powers.
Which is gonna...
She's a kicker.
She's a fucking kicker.
There we go.
She's a kicker and she has demon powers. And also something to note is that coming out of the last fight, she's drenched in pig's blood.
Yes.
And she has several open wounds.
Yeah, and her dress is definitely singed.
Yeah.
Right? So she's like having a wardrobe malfunction, most likely.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it time?
It's time, I think.
Okay, it's starting to draw our location.
Okay, so Jesse and I have put our location and our spicy element in little hats for us to pick out of. So shall I do the honors?
Oh, my God. Okay, so you're going to do location and
should
I'll be spicy?
Yeah, you just do location.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So the location will be, please hold. If you can't hear, that's a subtle sound of twirling and swirling of papers in a hat. A graveyard.
Wow, iconic. Okay, that's very spooky.
A very spooky place. Now let's see if we can pick a spicy element.
All right, the spicy element being pulled not from a hat for transparency. It's a small box, but okay, it's what we had on hand. The spicy element is going to be this one because it's caught on my thingy. What is it? This spicy element is everything is slippery.
Everything is slippery?
The ground is slippery. Any items around are slippery.
Are slippery.
They fall out of people's hands.
Okay.
Everything is slippery.
We are in a graveyard and everything is slippery.
I should say, we have the power to veto any of these if we feel like it's not the vibe and not what we want, which I know is cheating, but it's our podcast, so go fuck yourself.
What do you think?
So you tell me.
I like a slippery graveyard.
I like that it's your location
and
it's
your spicy element.
Aw, and together we made a podcast baby. Okay. So it's a graveyard and everything is slippery.
It's a slippery graveyard, folks. Okay, so we have a slippery graveyard. We've got Ripley in one corner. We've got Anita in the other corner. And here's how I will say I think things start.
Yeah, tell me.
So it's a graveyard, right? Which means we're dealing with dead things, dead people, spooky vibes, right?
Yeah,
spooky Anita,
and slippery.
Anita just opened a Hellmouth, right?
Yes. Is that nearby?
I don't know. Let's keep the Hellmouth at bay for now. I'm just saying
that capability is in play.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So Anita having just opened a Hellmouth is like very familiar with the vibes of a graveyard, right? Mm-hmm. So I think she maybe walks into a graveyard and is kind of like scoping out the scene, trying to figure things out, right? Immediately slips on something, falls.
Especially because her dress is kind of probably everywhere.
And she's also covered in pig's blood.
Okay.
So she's twice the slippery.
Okay.
So she slips, right? And then out of the corner of her eye, she sees Ripley hiding behind a gravestone, trying to suss out the situation,
yeah.
Right? And so what I think Anita does, because Anita is kind of like a little bit tired from this last fight, I think what initially kind of starts the fighting is she, so Ripley's hiding under a gravestone or hiding by a gravestone, right? Ripley pops her curls up, right? And Anita just like kind of just like traumatized by what happened was just like, ah! And so she screams, right? And that scream like reverberates across the graveyard. And so it like fills Ripley's ears and Ripley's like, holy shit, this person like has some sort of power. So what Ripley does is Ripley goes and finds like, what are those called? Like the like little houses in the graveyard?
A mausoleum.
A mausoleum. She finds a mausoleum to plan.
Okay, I love it. I was going to say, it reminds me of an alien. Like, first of all, she's detected that this is like a being that has more beyond normal powers,
like
right?
An alien.
Like a fucking alien. Mm-hmm. So because of that, she's probably getting into defense mode already. Remember when the alien was in the same room as her? And so she went full like stealth mode?
Yes.
Crouching tiger, hidden weaver.
Yeah,
alien, hidden weaver?
Crouching alien, hidden weaver.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there you go. And so, yeah, she sneaks into the mausoleum.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem.
Oh, no.
As she's sneaking into the mausoleum,
uh-huh.
because she's wearing her chucks, iconic as they are,
uh-huh.
When chucks meet like a slippery thing, they will squeak.
They will.
Like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to sound like the movie Like
squeaky,
Mike.
Squeak,
I don't know if you've ever
Like
that.
Mike?
Like Mike. It's a basketball movie from the 1990s, or maybe it's the 2000s, starring Lil Bow Wow. Anyway,
okay,
so
great.
Basically she's squeaking.
Uh-huh.
So she squeakily climbs up the little stairs in the mausoleum to get inside. But as she's going, like Anita like hones in on that with her, I'm guessing, good hearing, because she's like an animal demon
person.
And because she's so demon-y,
mm-hmm.
I think that, yeah, she slips and has a moment,
mm-hmm.
but I think all fours is not a problem.
Oh, you mean she thinks she gets on all fours at
some point?
I think
she starts crawling.
Wow.
Yeah,
like
really
The Grudge,
scary.
Like, ah,
like
you know
The
what
Grudge,
I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and is somehow able to, like, even though the floor is slippery, it's kind of mossy,
mm-hmm.
I think it's like a dig your hands in
okay.
sitch
okay.
to kind of, like, start bounding closer. Uh-huh.
What do we think is Ripley's plan? Like, Ripley knows that she is facing a unearthly element, very similarly to the way that she faced an unearthly element in a Alien, right? What did she do when she was facing that element? What was the game plan, right?
I mean, find a weapon, right?
Yeah, definitely. What is the weapon of a graveyard? A shovel.
A shovel.
Yeah. A shovel.
100%.
Okay. So I think maybe she finds a shovel in the mausoleum, right? She's like, great, I got a shovel, right?
Why would a shovel be in the mausoleum?
For digging reasons.
No, it's okay. Yeah, it's fine. So she finds a shovel.
Uh-huh.
It's slippery, though, you
it's
guys.
Extremely slippery, though. And she, I think she picks it up, slips at first. So she's like, shit, I got to figure out how to, like, tactilely hold this.
Yeah.
And I think what she does is, you know what I think she does?
Tell me.
I think she takes the, like, she's, like, wearing long sleeves, and she, like, rips one of the long sleeves so her, like, biceps are, like, rippling with muscle. And she takes the long sleeve, like, material and she ties it around the shovel so that way it's not slippery.
She's so resourceful.
Yeah.
Okay, while this is happening, mm-hmm. Anita is bounding.
Okay, like an animal. Oh, shit, okay.
Towards her.
Uh-huh.
But luckily, like, Ripley is getting a grip on the fucking thing.
Okay.
But I think that as she is wrapping,
uh-huh.
you know, because that's going to take a second.
Yeah.
And Anita is a superhuman, so, mm-hmm. or a super demon, whatever.
A demon.
And I think she does tackle Ripley.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because, Ripley's, like, trying to get...
So Ripley gets tackled, the shovel gets out of her hands, but the shovel now has grips on it.
Yeah, I think that she can hold on to the shovel.
Oh, okay,
because of the grip that she created. Okay, but I think she does get, like, knocked on her
knocked back? Okay. Yeah. So I think what happens is that Anita, right, she knocks her back.
Yeah.
She starts to essentially, like, do some more demon screaming, right, being like, ah, you know? And then I think what happens is that she looks into Ripley's eyes... And she notices how curly her hair is. And she thinks to herself, that's a beautiful lady. And she thinks to herself, man, remember when I was in love with my best friend?
Yeah, she is susceptible to sapphic.
You know what eyes. I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And she kind of like takes a moment and takes it back and is like, kind of comes into her human form again. And then in that moment, Ripley fucking whacks her with the shovel.
Oh, so they make like a hot eye contact for a second.
Uh-huh.
And like from the side, she's holding it with both hands, mm-hmm. kind of thing, and then she jerks it forward to hit her in the head.
Yeah, the head.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay, I love it. So at this point, I think when she hits her in the head, she gets on top.
Yeah.
Right? And there's the bar
Ripley's on top?
Ripley's on top.
She seems like a top.
She's a top. Ripley's a top.
Ripley's a top.
She's holding
the... And Anita's a bottom.
100%.
Yeah.
But
because... Sorry, okay, keep going.
No. Love it. So currently Ripley has the upper hand,
okay,
if you will. Mm-hmm. She's on top, she's got the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anita is so strong though.
Yeah.
And as we know,
She's
a kicker, and Ripley needed help to even defeat
the alien.
Element of the alien in the first place. So I think that Anita's going kind of feral at this point.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because we didn't even get to see her destroy the band members, remember, because it got so gruesome in there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking weirdly, somehow she's this strong. She is on the bottom, has her mouth
like biting on the shovel.
I think she can bite through the wooden handle of the
shovel.
She
bit through the wooden handle of the shovel?
And it just like cracks in half and Ripley gets like thrown backwards. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, so the shovel's now broken, but it does still have the, you know, you've got a sharp end.
Okay.
And then you've got a stick with a grip.
Okay, and you know, if you've ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you know what destroys a demon? A stick to the heart.
Oh, my God. Okay, continue.
So, here we are. We are in the mausoleum.
Mausoleum. Well, like on the steps of the mausoleum.
We're on the steps of the mausoleum. Yeah. Okay. Why can't I say that word? Mausoleum.
There you go.
There we go.
You nailed it.
So we're on the steps of the mausoleum, and both girls are kind of like, pushed aside.
Yes, they're like on their backs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, they're both on their backs. I think what happens next is that Anita, with her feral, like, chompers, like, gets up and, like, turns around and actually runs the opposite direction. You might be thinking, why would she be running the opposite direction? Right? And the reason she's running the opposite direction is because a haunted-looking tree that is the source of all of the slipperiness in the graveyard starts glooping down slippery stuff, right?
Oh, my God. I love this. There's a tree that's sapping everywhere.
Sapping gloopy slippery stuff.
But it's, like, slippery sap.
And so Anita's running the opposite direction because she sees the gloop, right? Ripley is barely getting away from the gloop because she's kind of like, you know, stunned from the fact that Anita just chomped through a little handle on a fucking shovel, right?
Yeah, okay.
And so she's like, oh shit, right? And so then I think what happens is that some of the gloop, the slippery stuff, gets into her hair. And so now Ripley is dealing with the hair, right?
Okay.
We know Ripley's curls are voluptuous. We know that they are
so true.
Great, right? But now it's distracting because there's slippery stuff in her hair. She's kind of distracted. Anita, when she ran away, what she was looking for was a way to slip and slide towards Ripley. So essentially...
Oh my God, that's so scary. Okay.
So like a slip and slide, Anita just shoots herself at Ripley and knocks her to the ground and starts bare knuckle brawling her, trying to beat the shit out of her.
A demon bullet.
She just shoots out.
Okay, I love it. But they're beneath the gloop tree now, right?
Yeah.
Is that what we've decided? Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. So it's hella slippery. So they're beneath the gloop tree. Anita is going head first at Ripley. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does Ripley see her coming?
I think she's dealing with the hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would imagine that Ripley, like, because she did pretty well, like, what's it called? Persisting past all mm-hmm. all of the fucking mm-hmm. trials from yeah, Alien. Yeah. The movie Alien. Uh-huh.
The film Alien?
I think, like, she might be, like, glooping a bit.
Uh-huh.
But I still think that she would see it, like, at least the sliding happening.
Okay.
As the sliding is coming up. So she has got mere fucking seconds to do something about the fact that uh-huh. this demon bullet is headed right at her.
Uh-huh.
So I have a feeling that maybe she is feeling pretty resourceful mm-hmm. and, like, takes the stick
uh-huh.
end, you uh-huh. know, right? with the points. Uh-huh. It's broken. It's pointy. Uh-huh. There we go. And I think she kind of, like, just, like, holds it out at the last minute. I don't know. You tell me what happens. Does it hit her? Does it not?
Well, if anyone's seen fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer, we know what happens to demons when they get staked in the heart, Jesse.
But is she going to get hit in the heart or the head? Like, what happens?
I don't know. I think we have a demon bullet, right? And a demon bullet that is Anita is coming at her fast. And I think Ripley, she knows, okay, I got to do something, right? She puts up that stake, right? That wooden stick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Anita is feral at this point, right? I think that Anita is kind of unhinged and feral. And I think she might get staked in the heart and turn into dust.
Okay. So as she's flying at her, Ripley gets into defense mode, puts up the, what are we calling it? Stake?
The stake.
There we go.
She gets staked in the heart.
Full on rams straight into, like, on, maybe what happens is Anita kind of gets caught on, like, a root of the slippery tree that uh-huh. makes her go up just a little bit, staked
and then,
to the heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and
Ripley
then
sees the
fly
opportunity,
in the air thunk, and stakes yep, her in the heart.
Stakes her in the heart. Slow-mo.
Slow-mo
shot,
curls.
Yep, the curls are just slopping.
Biceps gleaming with yeah, gloop.
From the sleeveless arm. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. And Anita's just, like, bare teeth, like,
yeah, yeah. Stakes her in the heart, and then she turns into ashes and just falls into the gloop and becomes a gloopy ash.
Wow. And Ripley wins. I actually didn't know.
I really thought Anita was going to win this.
I did too, because she's, like, because
she's a demon. Yeah. But demons and wooden stakes.
And Ripley's so smart.
Ripley is smart.
And resourceful and just, like, able to withstand. Like, when the yeah. alien came into the movie, like, she didn't second guess what the fuck yeah. was going on.
And I think Anita, like, I feel like Anita, like, Anita's power comes from her, like, emotional vulnerability as a girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The emotional intelligence is what
yeah.
drives her. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I think her fighting comes from just, like, her anger. And I think anger is a powerful tool, but it's not always the smartest tool. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Which means Ripley is going to the final fight.
Okay. We can celebrate her in a moment.
Okay,
we have to know who she's going to battle.
Okay. Yes, we have to know.
So it's time for fight number two.
Okay.
Which means we need to meet the girls again. And then
okay.
We can, yeah.
I was getting so excited. I was like, let's pick a location.
Okay. Alyssa had the hat in their hands. It was like,
I was like, let's go.
Okay.
Okay. So let's fight two.
Fight number two, which is Sally versus Maddie.
Sally versus Maddie. All right. So we got Sally, a dumbass Capricorn bitch who is just mean to her disabled brother, but is a great stamina, greater hair.
Bad bell bottoms. But I think that her neglect of Franklin is going to come into play here in her opponent, which is Maddie from Hush.
Who is also disabled.
Correct.
Mm.
Because
she doesn't give a shit about disabled people.
Because Sally is a heartless cunt who doesn't give a fuck about disabled people.
Mm.
And so I think that she's going to play dirty
okay.
with Maddie.
Okay.
Maddie, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
is a queen.
Is a fucking suave, elegant, classy fucking broad.
A homeowner author.
Who is deaf and mute.
Deaf and mute and a fucking surviving goddess.
Yes. Has survived much to get here. And okay, to be clear, coming off of these fights, Sally has two open wounds in her head.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
And Maddie is bleeding out from the arm.
Yes, because she got slashed in a very crucial part of the body.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, like, yeah, there is definitely.
So both people are kind of bleeding out. In this fight.
I'm so nervous. Okay, so both ladies are bleeding out.
Let's choose a location and a spicy element.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. I choose
a
location.
Do you want to do location or spicy?
Oh, do we want to switch?
You want to switch?
Okay, let's switch.
Yeah, because it's the first
time. Okay.
Okay, cool. Here, swipey swap.
Swipey swipe.
Okay, I go first then.
Yes, you go first.
Okay. Okay, it's going to be, there's like a huge clump of them in here. It's this one. shit. It's one of mine. McDonald's playground with a ball pit.
That's an iconic location. Oh my God. Okay, the spicy element is, let's see. This is mine. It's raining blood.
Oh my God. I almost hurt myself. It's raining blood at the McDonald's playground.
With a ball pit.
Holy
and
shit.
And they're bleeding out.
Wow, how beautifully that worked.
Right?
For us to,
like, I know, just have like
cosmically
a,
get a balance.
It's kind pull. Of like we're God's favorite.
It's kind of like God loves us the most. Why does anyone else try?
Okay, so the location, we have Maddie and Sally in a ball pit at the, or no, at a McDonald's playground that has a ball pit. And inside of the McDonald's playground, it is currently raining blood.
Yes, inside.
Inside.
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh my God.
A la Evil Dead remake.
Which is almost like a scary everything is slippery.
Yeah, it's a terrifying everything is slippery. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right.
How do we start this?
Well, I would imagine, does it start in the ball pit or does it start?
I think it starts on opposite ends of the playground.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Starts on opposite ends of the playground. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I think with Sally's first move, Sally is like suffering from some head trauma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that maybe her move is to like get the high ground. She knows she can survive jumping out of a window. Mm. So
she's trying to climb to the top of the play structure.
I think there's maybe like a laddery thing in front of her. So she starts like getting up towards the top. You know, the area that has like those little bubble windows.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that's where she's on the move upward.
Okay. I think Maddie's got a lot of elements at play here because Maddie cannot hear and Maddie cannot speak, right? And so I think what's happening here is that Maddie is trying to assess the situation, right? As always, she's making plans. She's trying to figure out what the final outcome is going to be, right? I think she's in the ball pit. I think she's in the ball pit and she's kind of like hiding in the ball pit because she sees someone is scurrying up to the top of the play structure, right? And she's like, okay, got to plan things out down here in the ball pit, right?
Yeah.
The ball pit is also slowly becoming filled with blood, right?
Yeah.
And so she knows that she's like, okay, the blood is like pouring. It's going to affect my eyesight soon.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Well, it's interesting too because the element of the blood inside the ball pit would actually make the balls like less loud.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you know what I mean? And I think that the rain is going to have some sound to it as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because of that, I think it's going to be a little bit more of an even playing field when it comes to who can hear and who can't because Sally like is also having trouble hearing
because of the rain, because the bleeding.
However,
rain.
The blood is not going to affect her really like half as much as it's going to affect Maddie, I think, because Sally is constantly covered in blood.
Covered
even at the
in
end
blood,
of her
constantly.
Own movie, she was covered in blood.
Yeah.
So she's on her way up. Mm-hmm. And I think that as she climbs, she looks down to see, like to survey the area. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And kind of sees that Maddie's like wading herself into the ball pit area. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you know what I think happens next?
Tell me.
I think that you're going to think this is fucked up. Okay, I think that Sally, she's got the high ground now, right? She's in the little window. I think what she does is the only thing she knows how to do, which is jump out of window. So I think she bursts out of the playground window into the ball pit as like a surprise attack maneuver to try to scare Maddie because she's like diving into the ball pit and is like, nah! You know what I mean? Like screaming like a crazy bitch.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's so scary.
And I know because no one was expecting it, right? Okay. Maddie certainly wasn't expecting it, right? And so she dives into the ball pit and Maddie's like, fuck, right? And so now, I think what's happening is that Sally is like underneath the ball pit and is like kind of snaking around the ball pit because she just realized that Maddie is deaf. Maddie can't hear her. And so she's like
snaking around.
She's snaking around the ball pit, but she is a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
And so I think she's kind of dumb in the sense that she doesn't really know like how to have the surprise element. So I think that, you know, she's trying to snake around the ball pit. I think she grabs Maddie by the leg, pulls her under. And then Maddie, like feeling that pull, bites like the closest thing to her, which is Sally's arm. So she bites down hard on Sally's arm.
Okay, so Sally, they're underneath the blood water.
Yeah, 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 and balls.
The blood pool and balls. And basically, like, she is groping around in the blood area and, like, biting whatever the element that grabbed her leg.
Yeah.
Okay,
she bit,
cool.
And then Sally stands up and screams.
Okay.
What do you think happens next?
Okay, so I think what happens next is, like, Sally's like, oh, fuck, I'm hurt, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that Maddie makes a break for it mm-hmm. and tries or locates, mm-hmm. probably saw this scoping out earlier, mm-hmm. That there was a slide that leads into the ball pit. So the kids mm-hmm. could, like, slide down and get in. Uh-huh. And so she starts to try to climb up the slide.
Which, okay.
as we know, is precarious, mm-hmm. not only because... it's a climbing up a slide. It's not made for that. Not supposed to do that.
It's also raining blood.
It's raining blood, so it's hella slippery. But mm-hmm. she is, like, on her way mm-hmm. up there.
Okay.
Because she has realized that, like, Sally is not, like, a quick mover. And Sally's clearly got head trauma. So yeah. she's thinking she could probably outmaneuver despite the circumstances.
Yeah. So I think she's slithering up the slide, slithering it up. And I think that her next move is to kind of, like what's the word I'm looking for? Like, scope out the, like, interior design of the play structure, right? She's trying to memorize, trying to understand, like, what the interior design is mm-hmm. so that way she can use it to her advantage.
Yeah. Can I want to add an element that I forgot to add.
Okay.
I think that as she's sliding up, she's about to go up the slide. Uh-huh. I think that she grabs a couple of balls.
Oh, okay.
Just has
balls on hand.
Just have the
balls. Okay, great.
And, like, puts them in her bra or something great. To climb up.
And then she's got ball boobies.
Because, yeah, there aren't, like, too many, like, objects in here. So she grabs two balls and keeps climbing.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so continue.
So she's slithering up. She's trying to figure out the, like, the landscape, the architecture of the play structure so that way she can use it to her advantage.
Yes.
So what she does is she's like, okay, what I'm going to do, she takes one of those balls that she got. She throws it at Sally's head. So Sally turns around and is like, what's happening? What's happening? And Sally tries to go find her. But Maddie is now learning the structure of the play structure. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to use it to her advantage. So Sally's trying to follow behind her, but Sally's slipping up the slide, right? She's really having trouble. And by the time that Sally's going up the slide, Maddie has already, like, entered sort of the, like, the zone of, like, the middle of the play structure where there's that like, net sort of thing, right? And she's, like, kind of sitting on the net. And so that way she can feel all the movement happening in the play structure.
Oh, smart. Oh, my mm-hmm. God. Wicked smart.
What do you think happens next?
Well, I think Sally's on her way up. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This sucks.
Head trauma.
Yeah. Head trauma. Trying to climb. I think that obviously Maddie can feel wherever she is. Right. So I think when she hits the top, mm-hmm. she's able to feel the vibrations. Oh, my God. Like a spider in a web.
Yeah.
Like I'm living. Okay. So I think at this point, if she's in some kind of netting where mm-hmm. she's able to feel, maybe the move mm-hmm. for her, because there aren't too many like physical objects.
Yeah.
And these play structures are not super safe. Mm-hmm. Like maybe she starts to try because she can feel Sally's location now and knows uh-huh. where she is. Mm-hmm. And she's up in her own little roost. Maddie is. Uh-huh, uh-huh. I think she starts to try to take off the net.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. To make some kind of trap.
Okay.
Because at this point, there's not like too many physical options that she can like
deal
with. She at least knows Sally's location. And so she starts to just kind of like rip
hard
at these nets. They're not great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And is starting to try to kind of like get some material.
Okay. So I think she's gotten this material now. And I think what she does is she climbs. She knows Sally is dumb, right? She knows that Sally's going to do the same thing that Sally always does, which is get to the top and break out of a window, right? So what she does is she goes to the top of the play structure and she puts a net where a wind, like behind the window. So that way when Sally tries to jump out of it, she's going to catch her in the net.
Okay.
So basically that's what's happening. She's trying to set up that situation.
This
right
is
now.
Getting so elaborate.
I know.
No, I'm here for it because I think that we need to do Maddie justice. She's just way too fucking
she's
smart.
She's so smart. And she's like, so fucking smart.
Okay.
So Maddie's constructing a net contraption, right? In the top window for Sally to jump into. Mm-hmm. Sally at this point, I think, is going for cheap shots because now she knows Maddie is deaf, right? So I think what she does is she starts to move silently. So at first I think she starts to like understand that she's being tracked.
Yep.
And she starts to move with that knowledge, mm-hmm. right? She's like, okay, she's deaf. She can only really see what's going on, right? And so I think what happens is that Sally also got a couple of balls on her way up.
Okay.
And I think she starts throwing them in random locations, like out
to
of
hit the structure.
Yeah.
So that it like sends off sensors to where.
Yeah.
Maddie is setting up a net, but it doesn't really matter because Sally might actually be
like, exactly
right behind her.
Exactly.
Because as she's setting up the net, Sally has made her way up to the window because as you said, all she does how to do is
jump out of windows.
So she is right behind her.
Yes.
And I think that she's covered in blood. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe she does like something douchebaggy, right? Because mm-hmm. she's like just a bitchy teen. You know what I mean?
I think she pulls Maddie's hair.
Oh, yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say she could do like a... like a peekaboo, like put her hands like
put her hands over her eyes.
Yeah, just to freak her out super bad.
Wait, yeah, that's a better idea.
Able to hear it all.
I think she pulls her hair and then she puts her hands over her eyes.
I think it's pull the hand, put the hands over the eyes, wipe to pulling the hair.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So she puts blood on her eyes. So now her eyes are covered in blood.
Yeah. Now she's like having trouble seeing.
Yeah.
It's really fucking freaky because she did not see that coming. She thought that Sally was at a different part of the play structure.
You know what I think happens?
Pulls her hair back. Tell me, tell me, tell me.
Okay. Stay with me here.
I'm here.
Because I'm gonna take you to the end of the fight.
I'm so nervous. Go, go, go. Just do it. Go
okay, over. So what happens is that she wipes this blood all over her eyes. Maddie gets confused and concerned, and Sally pushes her out into her own trap, right? So Maddie is now in the net out of the window, right? And then what happens here is that Maddie is kind of like flustered trying to get herself out of the net, right? And Sally thinks she's won, right? Sally's like, oh my God, I did it, right?
Because she didn't know there was a net there to...
Yeah. She's like, I think I won, right? But then Maddie is slowly chipping her way out of this net, right? And then she's like trying her best to like get her bearings. Sally's doing a little victory dance, right? She's like, I won, yay, right? And then for funsies, Sally's like, I'm just going to jump out of this window into the ball pit for fun, right? And so she does that, right? She's like, yay, wee, right? And she plays in the ball pit. And then Maddie finally...
Did she fall past Maddie? Like, I'm
confused. Yeah. Okay. So Maddie's like hanging like down, like in a net.
Okay.
And the window is open. And so I think what happens is that Sally jumps out and like plays in the ball pit, is so excited. And then Maddie falls on top of her because she just chewed her way out of the net. And then once she falls on top of her, I think what Maddie does is she's kind of blind at this point. But what she does, she holds Sally down underneath the ball pit in the blood until she starts kicking and thrashing and eventually fucking drowns her in a pool of blood and balls.
Wow. That is... So Maddie wins.
Maddie fucking wins.
Which Sally needed to die because those head injuries.
She was gonna die into the finals.
Yeah, but she was gonna die regardless. But it was not by the hand.
Yeah.
Of Maddie.
Which means, you know what that means?
Jessie? Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't even handle this.
Do you know what that means, Jessie?
It means that Maddie versus Ripley.
Maddie versus Ripley! That means tier three.
I'm agog and aghast. Like, I did not expect. Okay, I'm so excited because I love these two so much.
Me too. There's not a single one in that like duo that I don't want to win.
I'm so scared.
One of them has to die though.
Okay, so
to see who the final girl standing's gonna be.
Folks, it is now Ripley versus Maddie for the final girl standing, the crown, the queen.
Who will win? Who will die? Who will cry?
It's both of us.
Both of us will cry. We are going to cry. Yes.
And then okay.
Wow. Well, I just want to say that I feel gay for
this final pairing.
For this final pairing.
I'm so proud of them. I'm proud of us.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Okay. Ugh. Ugh. Man, we're so good at podcasting.
Oh my God, we're great.
I can't wait to be famous. Okay. Choo-choo, bitch.
What the hell's that, bitch?
It's the fucking choo-choo appreciation train rolling into the appreciation station.
Hell yeah, my favorite place to be.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to Devin McNaughton, our preamble, our queen who gives our forewarning, our explicit warning at the beginning of our podcast.
Yeah, our best friend, the star of our hearts.
It's true. Also, a big thank you to the Burly Girlies, as always, for lending us their jam bop of a song, Whore for Horror. Yeah.
Thank you to Prince Jackson for loving us through the chaos we brought him in this podcast. Thank you to the Goodnight Network, as this is a Goodnight podcast, and we are just so freaking honored to be able to say that.
It's true. We really are. Some general gratitudes. As always, throwing up a general what up to Jessie, as always. Because without this podcast, or without Jessie, there would be no podcast. It would just be me in my home talking to myself about Final Girls. And also, I want to thank specifically like people who are actually listening to this podcast. I know Jessie's going to thank the listeners here in a second specifically, but like for realsies, like this is our first like like couple of weeks of launching. We've launched our first four episodes, and this is the fifth episode that's out now. And like people are actually listening to it, which is really cool.
It feels crazy, honestly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. My general gratitude is going to go to Alyssa first. Of course. But it's just like you're so fucking creative, and it's been so fun to partner with you on this whole thing. Like, I don't know what this isn't even the final episode, and I'm getting so like
emo about it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to thank the Academy. No. But I would also like to thank my partner, Andrew, for allowing us to use his dresser as our table in order to record this podcast. I would like to thank Frida, my cat, the podcat.
The podcat.
As she is moral support in most of our recordings as well. And I want to thank the listeners. Y'all are here for us. It is so cool to hear, like to see the tweets, to see the comments on the Instagram posts. It's everything. It's wonderful. And if you're interested in doing that, Alyssa, what can they do?
They can follow us on social media. We have an Instagram that is Final Girl Standing Pod, and we have a Twitter for as long as Twitter will still be a thing.
Rip in peace to Twitter. I know. Honestly.
Rip in peace, man. Our Twitter, if you still want to find us on there, is going to be Final Girl_Pod. And yeah, Jesse.
Oh, and the Instagram.
Oh, I did the Instagram.
Oh, you said the name of it.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Final Girl Standing Pod.
Yeah, I'm good at listening.
Jesse, who are we fighting next episode?
So as we now know, our two finalists, not the finalist Final Girl.
Not the Final Girl Standing, yeah,
but our two finalists are Ripley from Alien and Maddie from Hush.
An iconic duo.
It's just, my heart is full. Like, I'm so excited to see these two.
I'm so excited.
Kill each other.
I'm so excited to see these bitches fucking whack each other. But as always, normally we only have to salute one final girl into the great beyond. But today, we have to salute two final girls into the great beyond. So if you could please pour one out for not only Sally, but also
Anita. Let's have a moment of silence, okay. Correct?
Yes. Right? Okay. Ready and silence. Amen.
Amen. Do you like picture them when you're closing
your
eyes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. I do too. I'm like, in the arms of the angels, I play
away from you.
I guess it's in the arms of the demons if it's Anita.
In the arms of the demons.
Okay, we'll see you for the final episode of Final Girl.